When Hilary Ramsden moved to Detroit from England, she thought the best way to explore the city was to bike it.
And I was run off the road by cars, and people shouted and screamed at me. So I thought I'd be much safer to cycle on the sidewalk. So I started cycling on the sidewalk, but then I'd noticed that sidewalks would come to an end, and there wasn't anywhere to cycle. And then I started seeing all these little paths.
Ramsden's pointing to a little ribbon of dirt that runs across a vacant lot.
And I noticed there was a whole network of these kind of paths all through the city. So I started exploring them.
Soon, Ramsden's co-worker, Erica Block, started tagging along on the walks. And since none of the trails that they wanted to take were listed on any maps, the two just started wandering.
And then we started to think about mapping and what's really represented on traditional maps and what's missing.
Block thinks of maps as a kind of storytelling. So if the shortcuts and gravel paths that people take aren't listed on a map, then the stories of the people who use them aren't being told. So Block and Ramsden, who run a theater company in the city, decided to turn their walks into a performance art piece of sorts. It's called The Walking Project. Once a week, they pick out a section of Detroit and walk it. To track their route, they use a handheld global positioning system device. They also bring along digital cameras to snap pictures and record conversations they have with people. Eventually, the photos, recordings, and GPS tracks will all be uploaded to a computer and transformed into a sort of 3D digital map.
And so a representation of place is going to be more than just lines and dots and symbols on a map. It hopefully will become the video and audio and drawings and conversations that people bring to it.
And that's really what these walks are all about for Hilary Ramsden, meeting people.
This is a great shortcut.
So you think there's a story here?
I think there's tons of stories here. Unfortunately, there's nobody walking here to ask at the moment.
About 20 minutes into the walk, we cut across a gravelly path that runs through a small field. There, we run into a homeless man. The minute Block and Ramsden say hello, the man starts talking about himself, about the path, and about the field we're standing in.
Hello, Billy Cummings Retreat.
This lot?
Absolutely, for the homeless.
Really?
As long as no drugs,
leave
it's a drug-free zone. If you bring drugs up here, you get slapped upside the head.
Block and Ramsden snap pictures and record everything he's saying. Their hope is to one day have it all linked to a virtual map that places this man and his image on this particular Detroit dirt path. And because Block recorded their conversation, his story will become a part of the map, too.
People will ultimately be able to drag and drop images to build their own maps of these places that tell different stories. And I think people are fascinated by other people's stories. And I think that ultimately the more we know of other people's stories, the less afraid we become and the more comfortable it becomes.
Block admits that the technology for creating such a map is at least 2 years off. But in the meantime, she and Ramsden will continue to walk around and record the stories of those who choose to travel off the beaten path in hopes that maybe one day they'll have a map to call their own. For the GLRC, I'm Jennifer Guerra.